Czech firm has posted profits exceeding 1 billion euro for the first time ever. In 2006, energy giant ČEZ enjoyed record profits of 28.8 billion Czech crowns, a year-on-year increase of nearly 30%. The company put the surge in income down to increased demand for electricity among consumers at a time when ČEZ has been increasing prices at an annual rate of around 10%. Critics say the firm's success is down to a lack of competition on the Czech power market. ČEZ's soaring profits may encourage the Czech state to sell off some of its two-thirds stake in the company in order to finance a 30 billion crown investment into the country's transport infrastructure. With ČEZ flying high, most analysts agree that the Czech government is bound to get a good price if it were to decide to sell off some of its shares in the firm. The Spanish energy concern Iberdrola is apparently one of a number of multinationals interested in the Czech power company.
Czech car manufacturer Škoda Auto has posted record earnings for 2006. The automobile firm's net income rose by more than 40% to an all-time high of 11.06 billion Czech crowns, or well over half a billion US dollars. For the first time ever, the company sold more than half a million cars last year. With the introduction of its new Fabia model next month, the car maker hopes it can sell over 600,000 cars in 2007. Despite the buoyant figures, however, the company warned that the Czech Republic's constant postponement of a euro adoption date could complicate exports to its key Western European markets in the future. Škoda is currently the Czech Republic's biggest exporter, accounting for 7.7% of all the country's exports.
The number of tourists visiting the Czech Republic has dropped in most regions, according to figures from the Czech Statistical Office. 9 of the country's 14 regions saw a decline of between 0.5 and 5% in the number of foreign visitors in 2006. A spokesman for the Czech Travel Agencies Association put the decline down to the fact that most potential tourists from Western Europe had already visited the country in the 17 years since the Velvet Revolution, and it was necessary to improve the quality of services and remove notorious problems such as the overcharging of foreigners in taxis and restaurants to make them come back a second time. One area to buck the trend was the Karlovy Vary region in West Bohemia, which experienced an increase of 20% in the number of foreign tourists. This was primarily down to an increase in the number of Russians visiting the spas of Karlovy Vary, which are hugely prestigious in Russia. Overall, 230,000 Russians visited the country last year, an increase of almost one-third compared with 2005.
Czech employees spend around 100 million hours playing computer games at work every year, according to Econom magazine. The Business Weekly says that Czechs waste a further 120 million hours reading newspapers on the internet. Econom was quoting Czech entrepreneur Karel Doležal, whose IT consulting firm produces a so-called e-detective device, which gives precise information on what employees use their computers for. So far, around 100 firms and institutions have monitored 60,000 computers with the device, and some have even sacked work-shy employees based on the information they have obtained using eDetective. And that's all the business news we have for you today.